Take a deep breath and choose a crystal. If you chose this crystal, this is your reading. If you chose the other one, your reading's up my page. Have a look at the emoji of that color in the thumbnail. Hello, welcome. Today we're looking at what blessings are coming your way in around, I reckon, the 2 week mark. That's my aim for this. My name is Abby. I do readings here on TikTok and personal readings on my website, moodaroonthings.com. Let's get into it. Okay, for my smoky quartz people, what blessings are coming their way? We have the Ace of Cups. Oh, the Ace of Crystals, sorry, and the Two of Crystals. I'll list all the decks that I'm using down below. I feel a monetary gift coming your way. The Ace of Crystals, and when I say monetary gift, it could be a lump sum of money. It could be a new job offer, etc. Could be like someone offer, like you're out with friends for dinner and someone's like, no, I'll shout you, that kind of thing. Some kind of like one-off, like one, like the, it has to be unitary financial gain. Then we have the Two of Crystals. The Two of Crystals, I feel like this is coming at a time where you feel like you've been ebbing and flowing between abundance and lack. And I think it's like going to be a good turning point. With the Two of Crystals, it's like you have been sort of maybe feeling like it's one step forward, two steps back, and feeling sort of you're not insecure financially, but it's like you don't feel like you're getting ahead, if that makes sense. And I think this Ace of Crystals is going to be a nice little blessing to sort of help you feel like, oh, you know what, things are looking up. Okay, we have the Queen of Crystals. I don't know why I can't speak today. I could speak in the other one. Queen of Crystals is saying you're feeling very abundant and nurtured, and very nurturing in the next 2 weeks. I think you're going to feel really like settled. If you've been feeling unsettled, the next 2 weeks are going to bring a lot of like planting roots, feeling secure, really like focusing on your like lifestyle, your habits in that way. And I think that's going to be the blessing, is going to be able to do that and like sort of slow life down a little bit. Okay. We have the Knight of Wands and the Page of Wands. I did bring my romance angels out, so we will have a look in love. Page of Wands and the Knight of Wands. I feel like this is you and a friend. I don't think this is love. I feel like this is you and a friend or like a colleague. Could be like a work friend as well. And it's kind of like your partner's in crime, like that kind of Dumb and Dumber vibe where you're just silly and you're egging each other on. And I feel like it's going to be, it's the blessing because both of you need to lighten up a little bit and you're helping each other with that. And it's kind of going to be that moment, like you may laugh until you like, you know, when you laugh so hard that you can't like make noise, or you laugh so hard that you like can't breathe. It's going to be like that kind of moment. But I feel like this person is really going to be, I don't think this is a new person, someone that you already know, but you're just going to have a beautiful either moment with them or throughout the 2 weeks, be really like connected with them. And they're going to just like bring a lot of joy and a lot of lightness to your life. And they are the blessing. Okay, we have the Four of Wands. If you're going to any kind of celebration, dinner party, going out for drinks with people, it's going to go really well in the next 2 weeks. Any kind of birthday celebration, end of week work drinks, whatever it is, if you're going out in a social gathering, celebratory type thing, it's going to be a blessing. Why? Awakening, judgment, some huge like clarity or in what? Queen of Cups, huge clarity in love, and emotional balance there. Queen of Cups can also be feeling really loved. So I feel like at this gathering, you're going to be one, feeling really like beautiful or gorgeous, that kind of thing, whatever gender. But you're also going to be feeling like really like closure is a word that coming to mind. Closure, supported, loved. I love it. Okay. What are the blessings? Ooh, the Chariot. The High Priestess and Justice. Oh my gosh, they're all major arcana cards. If you're looking to travel, you're planning on travel, plans could be being made, like solid plans could be being made in the next 2 weeks. And if you are already traveling, it's like something about that, about the travel will be sorted out with the Justice card. With the Justice card and the High Priestess, it's like you couldn't foresee how this was going to turn out or how good it was going to turn out. The Chariot is like you have to trust yourself and trust that you've made the right decisions so far. I like it. I like it. It would be a good time to plan a trip in the next 2 weeks. Why is my deck upside down? I don't know. Okay, we have the Two of Wands. What are we expanding? What is expanding in my smoky quartz people's life? Queen of Wands. Your sense of self and your confidence is going to like skyrocket in the next 2 weeks. This is making you like more magnetic. And I think you're gonna feel sort of like larger than life, which I really love. That is a blessing. Let's have a look. Anything else you'd like to say about blessings coming to my smoky quartz people in the next 2 weeks? We have alchemical force and creation. Yeah. Yeah. You are creating, especially with that Two of Wands is a very like creative energy, because it's like I'm feeling the gap between where I am, what I want, who I want to be, and I'm going to like expand into that gap. I like it. I feel like you're not necessarily being actively doing things in the next 2 weeks. It's kind of like you're seeing results in the next 2 weeks from things you have been doing in the past. We have change. Yeah. Yeah. I feel like a strong change of sense of self in the next 2 weeks, but like in an authentic way, especially with the Judgment card. Okay. What about in romance and love? What blessings are coming to my smoky quartz people? We have retreat and free yourself. Closure. We had that word before. I feel like that is giving closure. Okay, we have playfulness. Worth waiting for. This could be the one. Attraction. I said you were very attractive. I said you were very magnetic. Keep an open mind. Yeah, okay. So I feel like you're getting closure on a past situation with love. And then someone new is like coming in the next 2 weeks. I would say be playful. Don't take it too seriously. Just like get out there. If you are looking for love, if you are in a connection already, I would say like keep it light. Don't try to force this person to be the one, with keep an open mind, because they might just be the one anyway, and you don't have to do anything to force it. I love that. And you, again, reiterate, you're very attractive these next 2 weeks. So use it for good. Thank you so much for watching, and I will see you in the next one. Bye.